Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome to the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. We are coming to you from the Maximize Leadership studio in lovely West Michigan. And we talk about in Michigan frequently, if you don't like the weather, just wait for a couple hours and it's going to change a little bit. But I think regardless of where you are, you know what changing seasons are like. We're familiar with that in the weather. But Greg, I think sometimes people forget in leadership that our leadership is going to go through seasons as well, and there's going to be some change. What do we got to know about that?
Well, we have four seasons. Some states have one season. Some states have many seasons and it doesn't make up its mind. So you could have spring and then it goes back to winter. So for those of you in southern states, sympathy to us in the northern states. But I think change of seasons is quite fun to dabble with for leadership. Is you're at different phases as a leader, and then what organization you're in has stages or seasons as well. And I think sometimes where we're growing, maybe there's a season of dormancy.
Yes.
And that's the sort of the dichotomy of being a leader and trying to catch up with the seasons and make sure everybody's following you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're not going to lead the same way in each season as you were previously leading. Right. So let's talk about it first of all from a leadership perspective. How does a leader determine that there's a change of season? I mean, it's you really don't have an almanac to pull out give you some kind of prediction. So how are you going to know that your organization is moving into a different season?
I think with a team, you can kind of perceive it. You know, maybe someone's outgrowing their assignment, maybe getting a little bored, or maybe there's a season of, we really got a lot of newbies. And they are going to take more attention, more care, more development, which is what leadership is all about. And sometimes you have to get off of your to-do list, right, and go to help them figure out, you know, what they're doing or how to do it better. So a lot of it's perception by the leader. In addition, sometimes the leader needs to set the course for a new season.
Yes.
So those are two different things, kind of taking the temperature of your organization, or where do we need to be and getting that change communicated? Those are two different assignments.
Well, I like that the word temperature. Think about a thermometer, and then there's a thermostat that the thermometer just reads the temperature. The thermostat is going to adjust something. So I think the leaders, that what you are saying, they need to figure out what's going on, but then they're going to need to click that button and say, we got to click something to go into a different season.
I think, you know, the part that is fascinating about leadership, and we'll use a little analogy on the nautical. So, you know, a ship's made in a yard, but the purpose wasn't to stay in the yard. It was to go out to sea. And that's kind of what the weather does in the sea for a nice yacht, which we should probably look into that. Maybe there's a boat show coming up. A boat show coming up. So I think the season of time people have to kind of get ready for, but that when you're out, you have your team with you, you're on your yacht, you're going to, you've got your nautical assignment, and then something happens.
Yes.
So there's a reaction. There's a preparedness too, because some storms are predictable. You just don't know when and how, but they're going to happen.
No, what would you counsel a leader to do if the leader has sensed it's a change of season and we need to start doing something different, but there's some members of the team that aren't ready for the season to change? They're like, I just got comfortable with the season that we were in. how do you make sure that they're moving into the same season with everybody else?
I have been a part of teams where the leader is kind of assigned. So those two are kind of struggling. Let's one or two leaders on a leadership team spend time with them and the rest get ready for the new direction. Because you don't want to leave them behind or unengaged or uninvited. And some don't want to, right? They put dig their heels in. And
we shall not be moved.
Exactly, yeah. But I think as they move on and they see the change is being embraced by others, That's part of our challenges. This is normal. You know, there's a number of things that are pretty consistent in life, you know, taxes, death, and change. And I don't really like the first two. The change is okay. Right. I can embrace that. Yeah. But I guess death would be a change, wouldn't it? Not being funny here, but yeah. But I do think there are certainties about life. And I think the other part that for leaders, regarding preparedness, there's also some flexibility, you know, some adaptability sure. that has to happen. Otherwise, we're just going to get all anxious.
Yeah. I found in my life that I almost have to have a conversation with myself like, hey, hold on a second. Maybe I feel like I'm not moving at the same speed that I was moving before, but then I have to say, well, wait a minute, but I'm in a different season now. You know, almost like that farmer that was working so hard to bring in the harvest, yeah. and now it moves into winter, and there's nothing to harvest. There's nothing to fertilize during that time. It appears that nothing's going on. But it's the time to, I got to check my equipment to mm-hmm. make sure that it's up to speed, and I got to maybe reorder some supplies. And I think that sometimes a conversation I have to have with myself, and I think others need to have, mm-hmm. is to give yourself permission. I'm moving at a different speed because I'm in a different season.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a lot to be said for recognizing the season you're in and what this season will require of you mm-hmm. as a leader. Yeah. And that's not always easy. It really gets back to coaching and mentoring, which right. we do, and we'd love to have you all contact us at maximizeleadership.com. But the whole coaching piece is, how do we get ready for seasons? What yes. happens if the season comes in and you're not quite the starting receiver or running back or pitcher or catcher that and this next season? I think those are things that coaching helps, because mm-hmm. you can kind of sort through, my feelings were hurt, or what do I need to become to be considered
right.
for the next change? I think the leadership piece that I'm really wrestling with for us, and even I've wrestled with it when in a leadership in a position in organizations, is that willingness to ask questions and receive info. It helps us get prepared for the seasons.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I like to listen for is, like you talked about, the people that will kind of dig in. When I start hearing phrases like, this is never going to end, or this is not the way that it's supposed to be, those are the things that I have to take in and say, well, hold on a second here. You know, just like, you would expect the seasons to change mm-hmm. outside, they're going to change inside in the organization too. So I think that you have to, we've talked about this, I don't know how many times, that we can go back and look at episodes of talking about, you know, leaders. You cannot just sit in your office. You're never going to know the temperature. You're never going to know what's going on in your organization if you're just sitting in there and then trying to pass on edicts from on high. Right. This is the season we're in. I think you have to determine from your team, what season are some of them in? And as you mentioned, hey, I got a couple of people we need to work with mm-hmm. differently because of the season that they're in.
And when you look at a leadership team, you want a good bullpen. You know, you don't want all same gender, same age, same pedigree, same education. You really want them to work together. Well, some aren't quite ready. You know, some are, like you said, some are comfortable. It's important for leaders to have rest, but to be relevant, you have to move out of rest. You can't sit in your office. It's just not possible. Yeah,
well,
you're here? I didn't know that you were here.
Yeah, rest is nice, but in its season, you know, there is a season of rest, but
I think some people, Craig, and maybe I'll just ask you this, when change is put on you, so it's external, it's not in your organization, it's not even on your team.
Right.
The external changes, I think it's very difficult for all of us to kind of put, oh, that's okay, and this is a space where I can grow.
Yeah.
And I think that's the challenge.
Yeah, well, I know for me, if it's not my idea that I came up with for changing something, I want to fight it. That's my natural, because you're like, well, wait a minute. I had an idea of where we were going, and you're giving me a different idea, or it's something that was outside of my control, something that came in and said, you know, you're going to do things this way now. Mm-hmm. And then I go, oh, yeah. You know, and you want to stick with that thing. But I think I love the, it's not a proverb from the Bible, but blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be broken.
Yes, it's awesome.
You know, yeah. you have to understand.
How is your flexibility at your age now?
I can still touch my toes.
Can you? I can too. I can do that.
But
sometimes it's tough getting back up.
Yes, that's true. I think it's the flexibility in some things, but then there's some things that you do have to say, you know what, this is a non-negotiable because it's taking us off of our vision.
Right. I think change can be a threat. And I'll say that it can really feel like a threat.
Sure.
It could be on your team.
Yep.
Someone jockeying.
Yep.
In your organization where maybe a division isn't keeping up with the other divisions. Or it could be an external. So it's a marketplace situation. That could be church, could be school, could be for-profit, doesn't really matter. It's the outside. I think the part that affects me, this is me being transparent now, is I think control, loss of it,
yes.
I think is a big deal. I don't really care for like controlling things, but when you're out of control, it's no fun.
Right.
You know, in the summer, you know, you go out on the lake and you're on a tube and the driver turns back and he looks like the Joker from Batman. You're like, I'm letting go. Yeah. I know this ride is not going to be enjoyable and ibuprofen afterwards.
Right.
So loss of control, lack of control can affect. I think fear of, well, I have these four building blocks, but there's another three over there. But if I go get them, what happens to my four?
Right.
So there's a fear of, you know, losing something. Sure. And I think the other part about change that I have wrestled with and have seen it too is pride.
Yeah.
What's my title?
Right.
No, that's my division. You know, what are you talking to my teammate for? And so change is fought with some really strong human feelings.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll talk a little bit about change. Is going to happen.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily, you can change things without growing, but I don't think you can grow without changing. So talk about making the changes and the season that would actually help you grow.
So for us leaders, to lead change, I think is really the goal, right? Is not to watch it happen. You want to lead it, you know, and that's not steering it. Sometimes water just finds its own way and that's okay in change. But I think I put a list together, Craig, on just things that we as leaders really need to embrace regarding change. I'm going to read it quick because I don't want to, but education comes through change. You learn.
Yep.
If you're open,
right?
Kind of open to change, open to learn. I think the other part is adaptation, like flexibility, the proverb that you're speaking of. We really end up flexing our muscles on, like, we're adapting. You know, we're fixing things. We're anticipating. You know, I think that's really key. Otherwise, the stress level, there's adrenaline, which is great in an organization, but when stress gets there, then you're like, that didn't help her at all. God darn it, we did it wrong. I think possibilities, when you have change, we used to do it like that. We've always done it.
Yeah.
But
different season.
Maybe there's a new way. And so I think, you know, that whole possibility is and it allows for creativity. Like someone's like, form one, form two, form three, send. Hey, I could just merge them. And so the possibilities of combining services or offerings, et cetera. I think improvement, I think greatness, I think change really allows for greatness versus like a settling.
Yes.
And I think that's one of our organization's challenges is settle.
Yeah.
This is good enough. And then someone passes you by.
I hate that good enough phrase.
Oh, golly, it's so tough for leaders. But I think courage and grit. To face the change and actually to get up and say, hey, I got dinged in that meeting, but for the better good, and my boss or my associate really talked me through it, and my feelings are okay.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's, but I think that whole grit piece, embrace both the failure and success of change. Most people, leaders included, don't want change to go poorly. But like you said, there's no manuscript. It's not like an almanac.
Right.
Here's your map. And so it's okay. And I think that continues after the season.
Yeah.
And then you settle into your season. Each change had some failures too, and that's okay.
Right.
I think, and then lastly, it teaches productivity because you're like, how could we do this different?
Sure.
Because it's okay to question.
Yes.
So I think those are a number of mine where I feel as me, the leader, you know, I would obviously, you know, ask you your experiences, but you've seen some of those words come into play as you led change.
Yeah. Well, I think that you have to try something.
Yeah.
And you're going to fail, but that's part of the learning process. That's part of the adapting process, because then you can take what you learned from that failure and re-engage and try again. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're going to have to do. And that's, I think, somehow how you determine this is how we're going to be successful in this season, mm-hmm. is just by trying it. You can't just hunker down and say, well, it's a change of season. Let's just settle here, or let's just hunker down here and try to hang on. You have to be able to adjust, and then you're going to be successful going through those changes.
I think when you look at organizations in history, movements, trends, consumer habits, marketplace technology and availability, I think we're somewhat too careful. Because I've always asked this when I'm joining an organization or consulting an organization, I'm sure you have too, is, are there any sacred cows? Mm-hmm. And most will say, well, no, not really. Because they know it's not the gospel, right? It's just, it's habits. It's our ethos of our company at that moment. And the change, it makes it, well, will we lose our mission?
Yeah. People will say there's no sacred cows until you change something.
Yeah.
And then you realize what the sacred cows really have been.
And that might be our leadership thing for you all listening, is sometimes it's okay to lead with a group because, you know, there's just not enough bullets.
Yeah.
Like, you touch that sacred cow, you know. Yep. And what have you had one where you've had like a sacred cow? Like
so many times.
Oh, gosh. Come on. Give us one. Come on.
Well, so, I'll give you a real kind of silly one. I was at a church where they had a pulpit on the stage that was big enough to hide my whole family behind it, and you'd never know they were back there.
Mm.
And I don't, when I speak, I don't usually use notes, and so I don't need a pulpit. And so it got moved off to the side for a children's production, and then people were like, when's the pulpit coming back? And I'm like, did you notice that I never use it? Yeah, but it needs to be back in place. Why do you want a big wood piece of furniture up there in the middle that's not being used for anything except to collect dust? Well, that's where it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to look.
Oh, okay. But it was a change of season that they just really weren't ready for.
You know, I think you can use sports as an analogy. You can use business as an analogy. The free agency in sports, you know, there's like, well, I have a uniform. Oh, he doesn't play for my team anymore. And there's just changes. And so you don't dislike your hometown team, whatever sport that is, but you're like, he doesn't, you know, have that uniform, so I can still cheer for my team, just not for that guy that I really liked. And I think change is so common.
You know? It is.
I mean, I appreciate when my kids change their socks. I mean, I think that's really good. And other times you're like, hey, Pigpen, put the laundry. We'll do it later. You know,
sure.
I haven't had that issue, but my kids will kill me for that comment. But yeah, I think, you know,
we
like,
can edit it out.
We can edit. Thank you, Ian. Yeah, do your best. But I think when we wrap up the whole change piece in the season, it's not optional. It's going to happen.
Right.
How we lead the change is really critical, not just for us, but for our teammates, because exciting adrenaline, painful stress. Those are two spaces that will happen and change.
Yep.
But I really love the growth part.
Yeah.
It's almost a mindset thing where, you know, change happens. Yep. And I don't have to do these forms, and oh, something else is asked now, or I have this next step or procedure. But I really like the growth.
Yes.
I think the season, and that's kind of where, like, spring for some states, you know, they really get some great greenery and things start to smell, and crocuses and lilies come up and tulips, and you're like, oh, this smells so good. And I think that's what I wish to embrace, and the message to leaders is change has a season and the growth smells really good.
Well, leaders, if you're getting ready for a season of change, or you feel like there's one that's there, as we said before, it has to start with you. So take a look at yourself and take in your own self inventory. But we'd love to be able to come alongside you and just be very specific and intentional on the season that you're going through, and maybe help ask some questions, point some things to you. And that's what we do in our coaching huddles. As Greg had mentioned earlier, if you go to maximizeleadership.com, there's a link on there for coaching huddles. You can read more about it. You can watch a video where we talk a little bit about the coaching huddles, and you can fill out a form. No obligation, just fill out the form and say, I'd like to know a little bit more about those huddles, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you about how we can help you with that. In the meantime, leave a comment below and with some questions or feedback that you have, or reach out to us on Twitter at Maximize Podcast. And some of these ideas that you have for leadership topics, then we'll work those in future episodes of the Craig and Greg Show. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.